Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week I talked about four different steps for better oral health. So let's talk about four more, and that will finish our month of dental health. And so the first thing I want to talk about is in oral health is bad breath. So many of my patients will come in complaining of bad breath or digestive issues, and the tongue, for example, is something that I look at both from a conventional standpoint as well as from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint, because the tongue is an important component of our oral health, because bacteria can be caught on the tongue and can spread through the mouth and to the rest of the body. So even from a traditional Chinese medicine perspective, the tongue can give us a window of what's happening inside the body, give us an idea in terms of what's going on from a digestive perspective. So sometimes bad breath can be caused by bacteria that accumulates on the tongue, but it can also be a result of bacteria in the gut. And sometimes we'll do digestive testing, for example, for a bacteria called H. pylori, which is something we don't necessarily want there, and we can treat for those kinds of issues as well. So protecting our gut health and the balance of bacteria in the mouth is really important. The oral health influences our gut health, but this relationship actually goes both ways, because the bacteria balance in the gut will impact our oral health as well. So in addition to eating, for example, a high-fiber, natural food diet to support our gut health, sometimes we'll consider supplementing with a probiotic for good balance of bacteria in the mouth as well as the gut. One of the key things I focus on with patients when I do an initial intake and a physical exam is looking at the mouth, and we might find, for example, fillings, these older fillings that are silver, they're mercury fillings, for example, that can have some harmful health issues associated with them. Heavy metals, for example, such as mercury can be tested, and I often do that with patients. It can be tested in blood, urine, or hair. And one of the harmful issues can be associated with, sometimes we see symptoms of fatigue, depression, and even headaches associated with mercury getting into our bloodstream, for example. And from a hormone perspective, we need to keep in mind that many factors contribute to oral health, because some of these changes over time can happen as we age. And for example, as women age, for example, shifting hormones can increase the risk of potential gum disease. So the kind of things we talk about from a naturopathic perspective are whether the patient's gums are bleeding, if they feel pain, if they're receding, and again, if they have bad breath. So if you'd like to talk about oral health and the relationship with overall health from a naturopathic perspective, certainly people can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You've definitely educated me about the link between my oral health and my general health, and I encourage anyone who wishes to talk about oral health, general health, and deal with it naturally to call Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. The number again, Dr. Betty?
905-707-2001.
905-707-2001 for a complimentary consultation. Ask your questions, get your answers, and take charge of your health and deal with it naturally. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.